The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Good morning and welcome. Welcome to all those who are joining us in person, and welcome to all those who are joining us online. It is good that we are all here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. This is the 21st Sunday after Pentecost. We will journey today with a very famous saying of Jesus. We invite you now to stand if you are able, knowing that if you are not able, the church stands with and for you. Blessed be God, who forms us, Jesus, who bears the cross, and the Spirit, who makes our joy complete.
Amen.
Let us bow before God in humility, confessing our sin. Steadfast and faithful God, you have revealed the way of justice,
yet we fail to follow you. We are overwhelmed by the world's violence and suffering. We are afraid to risk what we have for the sake of others.
For the harm we have caused, known and unknown,
forgive us.
For the unjust demands we place on ourselves and your creation,
forgive us.
For the ways we turn away from you and our neighbor,
forgive us.
Lead us back to you and set us on the right path. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Beloved in Christ, God's justice stretches beyond all understanding. God's compassion is beyond compare. In Jesus, God is always making us anew in Christ, and you are already and always forgiven.
Amen. Amen.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, The love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you. How's everyone today? Pretty good. Well, today, I'm very distracted today, but I'm trying to do my best here. Today, Jesus talks about a coin. He's handed a coin. And how many sides do the coins have? Two. Yeah, it's not a trick question. Two sides. And so, what the? No. Yeah, side of the, no, it's two sides. We're going to go with two sides. Three sides will throw me off. So two sides, two points I want to make. First point, do you ever have anything that you own that has your name on it? Yeah. What is it? So your clothes have your name on it, maybe a backpack. Do you have names in books? You know, some names has books have names on it, like, if we open our hymnal, we have our church stamp. And why do we do that? Yeah, you know who it is. So if our hymnal ever takes a little stroll down to the night beach to check out the surf, and you find the hymnal there, you know, bring it back to the church, right? And I also have like a prayer book from a relative of mine who's also a pastor, and it has his name right there, Fred Gross. So we have books with names on it. We have, I'll tell the truth. Okay, so we have backpacks with names on it, things with names on it. So my question to you is, do you have a name on yourself on whom you belong to? No, you don't, right? We don't belong to anybody. However, first point, you belong to yourself, yes. But if we look into our heart, and our soul, I think there's kind of a stamp from God that says, you're mine. So if you're ever lost, if you're ever at Night Beach and looking at the surf and you don't know where you belong to, you can look into that and see that you belong to God. And God says that you're loved and beloved and you are mine. Second point. How many sides of the coin? Two. We're going with two. Remember, three throws me off. I have a dollar. Is the dollar stamped? Is the dollar stamped with a name? What does it say? United States of America. So our money tells us where it belongs to. It belongs to the United States. So sometimes we have money in our possession, but this money always belongs to, ta-da, the United States. So
what if it's not the United States?
Then it belongs to the other country. Yeah, good point. If it says Canadian on it, it belongs to if it says Canada on it, it belongs to the state of Canada. So why do I do that? 2 points. Because when you get older, people are going to tell you that are that money, or without that money, you're nobody, you don't have things, you never accomplished anything. And I want you to always remember that that money is not you, because you are what? Stamped with who? Yourselves, but also have that stamp that says you are God's. All right, let's all pray. So we stand, put out our hand, and we bring it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Dear God, thank you for loving us.
Thank you
that we are yours.
Thank you that we are yours.
Amen.
What does that dollar bill say on the back?
Oh, I'm not sure.
In God we trust.
Good morning.
Good morning.
A reading from the book of Isaiah. Thus says the Lord to his anointed, to Cyprus, whose right hand I have grasped to subdue nations before him and strip kings of their robes, to open doors before him, and the gates shall not be closed. I will go before you and level the mountains. I will break in pieces the doors of bronze and cut through the bars of iron. I will give you the treasures of darkness and riches hidden in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the Lord, the God of Israel, who call you by name. For the sake of my servant Jacob and Israel my chosen, I call you by your name. I surname you, though you do not know me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I arm you, though you do not know me, so that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is no one besides me. I am the Lord, and there is no other. I form the light and create darkness. I make weal and create woe. I, the Lord, do these things. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The psalm is found on page 4 of your bulletin. Please join me by reading the bold text. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
Sing to the Lord, bless the name of the Lord. Proclaim God's salvation from day to day.
Declare God's glory among the nations and God's wonders among all peoples.
For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, more to be feared than all gods.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols, but you, O Lord, have made the heavens.
Majesty and magnificence are in your presence. Power and splendor are in your sanctuary.
Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord honor and power.
Ascribe to the Lord the honor due the holy name. Bring offerings and enter the courts of the Lord.
Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Tremble before the Lord, all the earth.
Go out among the nations. The Lord is King, the one who made the world so firm that it cannot be moved, to judge the peoples with equity.
Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea thunder, and all that is in it. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein.
Then shall all the trees of the wood shout for joy at your coming, O Lord, for you come to judge the earth.
You will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with your truth. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. Hear now the word. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you, because our message of the gospel came to you, not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction, just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake. And you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show no difference to anyone. For you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then, what do you think? Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" And they answered, "The emperor's." And then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." And when they heard this, they were amazed. They left him and went away. This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
So I'm going to try and be a little different today. Try and speak a little bit off the cuff, a little bit. I've rewritten the sermon like 10 times already this week. And since I'm trying to give my sermons without looking at notes, I'm really not too sure what you're going to get. And so are the visitors, please, give me some slack today and come back next week, because I can guarantee you that there's a possibility of a ferret story next week. But this is in the midst of our stewardship month, and so our text today talks and touches bases on two things that are really important to and to us and some issues that we've been dealing a lot about myself with. So there's a lot of thoughts coming at me today. And we had that great service yesterday for Don Davis. And I warn everyone, I'm only capable of doing one good sermon a week. Which we got yesterday, so you can get whatever you're going to get. So bear with me, please. And I have to do all this very concisely because I don't want to lose it. It's got to be short and concise. So my first thought today is to ask ourselves, what exactly is money? And I ask that because it is ultimately a symbol. And pastors love symbols. We live our lives about symbols. So I want you to open the possibility that all money is a symbol. And I know that is hard because we can pull out our wallet and we have a physical dollar bill or a coin in our pocket. But friends, that bill and that coin is really, in this world of nature, in the world of creation, meaningless. It's just paper. It's just some random mineral that is stamped into a circle. It is, in and of itself, nothing. Could have been sand or a seashell or bark that we decided was money, but we decided, no, it's going to be paper. When God created the heavens and the earth, God did not create money. In the new creation, there will be no money. Money is now so important to us, though. And to put this to a test, I took a dollar bill out, and I got my ferrets playing this game called Stash, where I throw a whole bunch of things in the middle of the room, and they take it to the far corners of everything. And to Jen's disgust, I threw a dollar bill down to see what they could do. And they sniffed it a little bit, and then they ran out to find another ball. It's meaningless to anything else but us humans, this thing called money. And it's a symbol for what we're not too sure. There seems to be no consensus on what money symbolizes. And yet, it's so important to us. It can determine our whole lives. If we have this seemingly nothingness of a symbol, we can get real stuff. We can have food over our head, shelter, education, opportunities. And this week we're in a book study called Just Mercy. And one of the themes of that book is if you don't have this symbol in your life, your experience of the criminal justice system is drastically different. And our laws criminalize poverty. So the first mystery today is this thing that is nothing, yet determines so much that is real. It's our lifeblood. It's like we are fish in water. The fish doesn't know that the water is there. We are like that with money. It is all around us. It is all encompassing. And yet, in reality, it is nothing. And I think some of this is what is on Jesus' mind as he's handed this coin. Again, Jesus was there in creation. He knows he didn't create money. He knows when he comes again and the world is redeemed, there will be no money. And yet, at this point in time, money is so important. It's important for you. It's important for me. I'm not here saying any of us here are above that struggle. And here he holds up that coin with the image of the emperor on it. That coin would have been stamped with the words, here is Augustus Caesar, son of the gods. That coin would have also symbolized the oppression and Roman rule. And here is Jesus' response. Give the coin back. It looks like it's from Caesar's. It looks like it's his. Give it back. And then everything else, once that coin goes back, belongs to God. And friends, that's what I think is so important. Everything else. Once the symbol is removed, everything else is what is real. And what is real, what has life, what is flesh and blood, bark and soil, water and air. Everything else is surrounded by that breath of God that gives life. This miracle of holiness that embeds and is around us every day, that is what's real. As all these bombs and all this world are falling as we speak, some of those reasons that they're falling is some people have decided that this site is more holy and sacred than some other site. And friends, it is not, the problem is not that we deem certain areas more holy than others. It's that we have forgotten that we are just as holy as that site. That life is embedded with sacredness and holiness. So much so that God came down in this world to dwell with us, to live with us, to suffer and die, to restore the beauty and love of that created world. And then the time will come again when all this is restored to its perfection. It is what's real that really. And so if people were to ask me today in the midst of this stewardship month, why is the church still important today? It's important, I think, because we anchor the world in what is real. And I told you, bear with me here. I have one other little bit I want to add because I think it's important. And I think it's something that we never thought of would ever say, but we're facing a society now that is drastically changing, right? We all saw that last November when ChatGPT came out, and all the experts in the world, the only thing they can tell us is in the world is going to be changing, and it's going to be changing really fast, and there's going to be blessings, and there's going to be curses, and there's going to be disruption, and there's going to be change. And we're all going to experience that change together. That's my first thing I want to say. We don't talk about this enough, but we should start talking about this. Our world's changing. We're going to experience that together. And in the midst of all this disruption that is going to occur, there's going to be a temptation to go from what is real to what is not real, what is virtual, what is digital, what disconnects us from each other. And the church will be here to anchor that what is real remains what is real. It'll be the place of human connection, the place where we say God is encountered not in virtual worlds, but in flesh and blood worlds, in water, in oil, in bread, in wine, in nature, and in each other. We will be there. The church will be there for this changing world. We will be there for each other. And so I say, yes, the church has a role to play in the world to come. The world is, the church is still important. And everyone's contribution and participation in this church in any form is so greatly appreciated and important. And we will all travel this road together knowing that God is here with us in the physical, with us in our lives, with us around us, and with us in the words and sacraments of this church. And that, my friends, I think is not just good news, but I think that is great news. Amen.
Trusting in the transformative power of God's loving Spirit, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Faithful God, your Spirit animates the church throughout the world and binds believers near and far into the body of Christ. Equip us for the work of faith, and enlarge our hearts for the labor of love. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Creating God, the sea roars, the earth rejoices, and the heavens are glad at the wonder of all you have made. Bless the work of ecologists and conservationists and all those who safeguard the riches of creation. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Sovereign God, your rule and authority is over the cosmos. As you once worked through the ruler Cyrus for the good of your people, accomplish your purposes through the work of elected leaders and public servants. Guide them with your wisdom and compassion. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Hearing God, your arms enfold all who are lonely, oppressed, despairing, sick, and suffering, especially Aaron, Kevin, Kelly, Clifford, Madeline, Twyla, Karen, Colin, Joe, Susan, David, Fran, Meredith, Marcia, Paul, Jeanette, Mike, Helen, family of Dawn Davis, the family of Linda DeHaven, victims of the war in Ukraine and Israel, the earthquake in Morocco, St. Timothy Church, recovery efforts in Maui. Pour out your abundant mercy on all who this world has neglected, abandoned, and forgotten, that they may know your joy. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, our life belongs to you. When earthly idols threaten to lead your church astray, remind us that you alone are the source of our eternal hope. Direct the work of church treasurers, councils, and all who manage financial matters. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting God, the saints of every age have sung your praise and shared your word. We give you thanks for their witness and pray that we may join them as citizens of your unending kingdom. God of grace,
hear our prayer.
Gracious God, into your hands we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your unending love and amazing grace, through Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
We got a little extra part in our service today, and I will apologize to anyone who might be coming as a shock. I tried to send out emails and remind people, but we do publicly acknowledge all of our new members. We do it twice a year, and so we're going to do this on this Sunday. And I know a lot of our new members can't be here. Some might be scared. Standing in front of people sometimes is a phobia, so if people cannot come forward, we understand that too. We're all about grace, not requirements. And some of our members are not here because it's impossible to have a Sunday where everyone's here. So I'm going to read out some names of our new people, and I invite those, when you hear your name, to come forward. And not all the names are in the bulletin. I apologize for that. So our members that we are inviting forward are Jennifer and Jim Hoffman, Bill and Jeanine and Ines, Steve and Jenny Leiser, Ruth Shelley, Jennifer Smithies, Teresa Troy, Barbara Ward, Pat Lewis, and Brian and Joy Johnson. And then all together, we are all a church all together. Let us join together and say the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and died in your spirit. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
And so I ask you all, In baptism, we are welcomed in the body of Christ and sent to share in the mission of God. We are called to live among God's faithful people, to hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper, to proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed, to serve all people. In following the example of Jesus, we strive for justice and peace in all the earth. So in Christ, do you intend to continue in the covenant of your baptism among God's people in this place? If so, please respond with, "I do, and I ask God to help me."
I do, and I ask God to help me.
And all the church here, do you, people of God, promise to support and pray for our members and their life in Christ? If so, please respond, "We do, and we ask God to help us."
We do, and we ask God to help us.
So welcome everyone in the name of Christ. Welcome everybody. And we have these folders with information packets right here. But now we're in the point of the service where I say, "May the peace of Christ be with you."
And also with you.
Now we may share the peace of Christ with those around you. I invite you all to stand now as we have our offering. All things belong to you. We bring your gifts to this table that all might be fed. Form us into the body of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior.
Amen. Amen.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love, you sent your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who, on the cross, opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, ascension, we await his coming in glory, and we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory now and forever.
Amen.
Gathered together as one spirit, let us pray as our Lord taught us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours,
This is the table of God for the people of God, and all here are welcome to come forward at this table, and all will receive. In a moment, the usher will come forward. We ask that you fill in from left to right, and this is a place of encounter. You may encounter this moment in however you feel right to in your own life. We have kneelers for those who wish to kneel. You can stand. Come with your hand outstretched, and the element will be put in your hand, and then you will be offered the wine, the red wine. It's the red liquid is wine. The clear liquid is grape juice. If you come and just wish to have a blessing, come with your arms crossed, but know that this is where God gives love for all of the world. And all are welcome. Amen.
Amen.
Silence in the hands, expectant, open.
And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior keep us in grace.
Amen.
Let us pray. Blessed be your name, O God. For we have feasted on your word, Christ Jesus, the joy and delight of our hearts. Strengthened by this food, send us to gather the world to your banquet, where none are left out and all are satisfied. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Now we take a brief pause for announcements. And Arnie's in the back with the microphones. If there's any announcements, please raise your hand and Arnie will come to you. So we got Sally right there.
Well, we are finishing off our October pet food drive. So if you'd like to contribute dry dog food or dry cat food, month, you can just leave your bags of pet food in the narthex by the cart across from the little kitchen there. And thank you to everyone who has contributed so far. It looks like we have quite a bit of dog food. We could use more dry cat food if you'd like to help us out. We rebag the food. One of our congregation members rebags the food, and then we take it with us when we hand out Stone Street suppers, which we'll be doing this coming Monday. And there are many people in such need, and they need food for their pets, too. So thank you.
And I think Rhonda is in the back there, Arnie. And then the seat. Arnie's getting, like, the wraps going on. The laps going on here.
Just want to remind everyone that 5:30 on Wednesday, Bill Kucha will come and share his painting, 600 Years, which he has recreated from the ashes of the fire that destroyed his house last year. He's the artist who completed the Inner Cross, which has been in our narthex for about the last 15 years. At 5:30, he'll be here with us for dessert, coffee, and conversation. So you're all encouraged to come and meet Bill and share this wonderful creation of his and talk about the environment, peace, and justice.
So 5:30 here, dessert, coffee, and then the presentation with Bill Kucha. All are invited. It should be fun and an exciting time together.
Just a little reminder to the greeters. I would like to see everybody in the meeting room for about 5 minutes after service today.
Are there any more? Because I have a couple. I'll try and be quick. I know it's already late, but... So we have a book club. We've read this book called Just Mercy by Brian Stevenson. And we'll have two opportunities this week to discuss that book. First will be at Tuesday at 11 here. And there's a Zoom link to that if you want to join on Zoom. And then Thursday evening at 5 o'clock, we'll also meet in person here and on Zoom. Two opportunities. I encourage anyone want to be part of that discussion, even if you haven't read the book, you can Google the book. There's a movie on the book, so you can watch the movie. Or you could just come and enjoy the conversation. So Tuesday and Thursday. Thursday also, I have a beach walk at 1 o'clock. So whoever shows up at 1 o'clock, we will go walk on the beach and have some fellowship together in the midst of nature. And then finally, I would be amiss if I did not remind everyone that next Sunday is Reformation Day. And so we invite everyone to wear red. You'll be decked out in red here, red in memory of our Reformation. And we'll have a special adult forum that Saturday, not that Saturday, excuse me, that Sunday morning, dealing with some topics about Reformation topics. So if you want to come to any or all of that, you're invited, and you don't have to wear red, but we invite you. And I'm sure I missed something, but that's it for now. So let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God of glory, Jesus Christ, the name above all names, and the Spirit who lives in you, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
Jesus, glory, your name, to church, your story, bring it forth.
Go in peace, serve the Lord.